It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, February 21st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A North Iowa man said he felt calm yesterday as he claimed a $500,000 Iowa lottery prize. But 64-year-old Kevin Fry of New Hampton admits that was definitely not the case when he first realized he'd won big with the 8th of 14 top prizes in the $500,000 cash scratch game purchased last Saturday at Casey's in New Hampton.
I was so excited and flustered that I left the ticket inside of the Casey's store and went out to the car and started calling everybody and calling my wife at first and everybody else. And then I realized when he said he wanted a picture of the ticket, not the receipt, I don't have it. It's in the store. And fortunately, I was still in the parking lot of the Casey's store, and I ran back inside and asked the employee for the ticket. And she was so flustered, she forgot to give it to me the first time. So we finally got on the right page.
Even with his big win Saturday, Fry, a pastor, said he was able to lead church services on Sunday as if nothing was out of the ordinary, noting, "They told me I did a nice job on the sermon, so I said, well, I guess there was something at work in the middle of that." Fry says he and his wife have talked about moving to the Des Moines area when they retire to be closer to family, and his lottery win will help with that along with long-term plans and investments. Northeast Iowa state senators have differing views on an Iowa Senate bill passed that would establish a $135 fine for motorists caught lingering too long in the left-hand lane. Senator Mike Klemisch of Spillville says under current Iowa law, drivers are to mostly stay in the right-hand lane unless they're passing another vehicle.
Any vehicle driving less than the normal speed of traffic must be driven in the rightmost part of road. The bill strengthens these provisions already in Iowa code by requiring all vehicles, regardless of speed, to drive in the rightmost lane unless undergoing certain driving procedures.
That means using the left lane only for passing, to avoid some obstruction in the right-hand lane, or to take an exit that requires driving in the left lane. The bill passed on a 38-8 vote, with Senator William Dotzler of Waterloo casting one of the no votes. He says it is aggravating to have a slow-moving vehicle in the left lane, but Dotzler says he's concerned about the safety of bicyclists riding along the side of city streets that have two lanes of traffic in both directions.
But if you got a line of cars compressed in one lane, then you're looking at the back side of those vehicles, and you cannot see a cyclist who might be on the edge of the road. It's dangerous.
If the bill becomes law, police and state troopers could issue warnings for left lane loitering during the first 12 months. Then the fine would take effect on July 1st of 2025. A Northeast Iowa woman has died in a weekend house fire. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says they received a report of a residential structure fire in the 700 block of East Cedar Street in Quasqueton just after 3 a.m. Sunday morning. Sheriff's deputies and Quasqueton fire personnel were dispatched to the scene, where flames were observed coming from windows and soffit of the residence. Two bystanders stated that a female lived at the residence and that the flames were in the window believed to be her bedroom. Due to significant heat and smoke, no immediate entry could be safely made. Once the fire was contained, emergency personnel located a female inside the residence. Life-saving measures were attempted, but 69-year-old Catherine Crawford of Quasqueton was later pronounced deceased. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Independence and Winthrop Fire Departments and AMR ambulance also assisted at the scene. A barn was heavily damaged by fire last night just southwest of Charles City. Charles City Fire Rescue says they were paged to a structure fire in the 2600 block of 215th Street shortly before 9 p.m. Prior to arrival, they were advised that the structure was a barn with flames seen coming from inside. Once on scene, crews observed a large amount of hay stored in the loft of the barn and flames showing from multiple sides of the structure. The first engine on scene was able to knock the flames down, while additional crews arrived with more water resources. CCFD was on scene for about 2.5 hours, along with mutual aid from the Floyd and Caldwell fire departments. There were no injuries reported. A Charles City woman, slated to stand trial next month on drug charges from last spring, has pleaded not guilty to her latest drug charges. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Megan Mason on January 18th on a search warrant that was issued after she was accused of selling methamphetamine from a residence in the 200 block of 9th Avenue in Charles City on December 24th of 2023. She was also charged with interference with official acts during her apprehension. According to court records, the residence is a known location where drug users and dealers gather to use or distribute narcotics. Authorities also say an informant provided information of meth being provided by Mason. This week, she pleaded not guilty to a controlled substance violation, a Class C felony, and gathering where controlled substances are used, a Class D felony. Her trial date has been set for April 2nd in Floyd County District Court. Mason remains in the Floyd County Jail with bail set at $15,000 cash-only bond. Court records also show that Mason faces a March 21st trial date on a drug possession charge from last May. During that arrest, she's accused of trying to dispose of meth in a sheriff's deputy's patrol car, and a plastic bag with meth residue was on her person while she was being processed into the Floyd County Jail. The Charles City City Council did not meet Monday night due to the President's Day holiday, but they will meet in regular session tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. On the agenda is possible approval of a bid for $533,000 from ONJ Coatings of Hearst, Texas, to recoat and repaint, plus make safety upgrades to the Charles Street Water Tower. The council will also consider a proposal to perform an analysis of the City Hall and Police Department structure. City officials have identified issues with the structure, including maintenance concerns, safety improvement needs, accessibility limitations, and space use that are long past due to address. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.